o'clock. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
JJ.
And Mark.
The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. I'll give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here taking your phone calls. In the last hour, we had somebody call in. We haven't had one of these calls in a long time, thank goodness. But somebody calling in with the Holocaust denial viewpoint. And it, if you want to be, you know, do the morbid research, you can do the morbid research. The information is out there about how people were executed and about how many of them were executed and in what location they were executed. You know, something like 3 million Jews were executed in Poland, and there's like a whole list of, you know, the different countries in which these things happened.
Yeah, you're talking about a vast number, 6 million Jews killed, and, you know, hey.
And millions more of other people, too.
Right, yeah, lots of millions and millions more of other ethnicities and groups and whatever, you know, during the fighting and that kind of thing. 50 million total people killed during World War II. Incredible conflict. And most of it done on the Eastern Front, where you don't have as much history. You know, there's not as much historical facts surrounding it. But, you know, even if they rounded up from 5 to 6, what's the point in getting, you know, all upset about this?
It's true. Estimates do range from 5.1 to 6, from what I...
Regardless, that's too many dead people for such a horrible reason. I mean, any reason pretty much is a bad reason, but let alone genocide. I don't know why people are having trouble with this.
It's an anti-Semitic thing.
It's what it seems like. Now, I don't know what's going on in people's hearts, and I'm not going to jump to that conclusion, but that's what it seems like. Okay, so, you know, maybe your thought is the Jews pulled one over on history, and it was only 1 million of them that were killed. You know, what's the point in having this conversation? Are people going to suddenly flock to your side? What kind of people are going to flock to your side? What are you going to get out of
side?
Are you going to say, oh, it was only 500,000? Well, the Nazis weren't so bad after all. I mean,
right? Seriously.
No. It's pointless. It's a distraction. You don't want to talk about the things that are happening now that are actually affecting us now. So you're going to talk about something in the past to distract yourself from the pain of dealing with today's problems.
Great observation. But just for the record, there's, again, plenty of information out there. Just look up Holocaust deniers' claims, and then you'll find all kinds of counter-information to the usual claims that these people will make. But according to the Holocaust Encyclopedia at ushmm.org, the purpose of the Nuremberg trial was not merely or even principally to convict the leaders of Nazi Germany. Of far greater importance, it seemed to me from the outset, was the making of a record of the Hitler regime which would withstand the test of history, according to Robert Story, the head of the U.S. prosecution team at that time. The goals of the International Military Tribunal, the IMT, transcended verdict and punishment. The creators of the court were deliberately assembling a public record of the horrific crimes committed by Germans during World War II, including those of the Holocaust. American Chief Prosecutor Robert Jackson worried that unless record was made, future generations would not believe how horrible the truth was. In order to avoid any accusation of exclusive reliance on personal testimony, which later generations might perceive to be biased, prosecutors decided to base their case primarily on thousands of documents written by the Germans themselves. These masses of documents were translated into the court's 4 official languages, analyzed for their significance, and reproduced for distribution to defense attorneys and other trial participants. The prosecution presented other evidence through artifacts, diagrams, and photographs taken by Nazi photographers in concentration camps. 19 investigative teams scoured German records, interviewed witnesses, and visited the sites of the atrocities in order to build the case. An eyewitness testimony presented at the Nuremberg trials laid the foundation for much of what we know about the Holocaust, including details of the Auschwitz death machinery, atrocities committed by the mobile killing units, the Einsatzgruppen, and the destruction of the Warsaw Ghetto, as well as the original statistical estimate of 6 million murdered Jews. There's lots more information, but just to give you some idea of where they were coming from back then was, you know, they didn't want to just rely on what people said. They actually went and they dug into the, you know, the documentation of what was going on, documentation created by the Nazis themselves of their atrocities.
Right. Similar to the WikiLeaks now, where there's documentation of the atrocities or the many things that are wrong with our diplomacy and whatnot. And if the documents created by the Nazis aren't good enough for the deniers,
What is going to be?
Really?
Right. What am I going to do?
And you guys are making a great point, and that is that whether it's 6 million or 3 million or 1 million or 150,000, it's still people being murdered and lives being taken. And it wouldn't matter to me if they took them all into the camps and then let them out one day after torturing them. I mean, that's still horrible, destruction of life.
But, it's very possible, the 6 million number. I mean, if you're looking at 4,000 people, you're talking about Germany, a country of millions, army of a million people or more. Mm-hmm. I don't know the numbers. And then, the states that they took over after that, Austria, Poland, all these other countries, they conscribed people at that point. You're talking you don't think these millions of people could kill 4,000 Jews a day for 10 years?
Right.
Yeah, that seems like a very doable chore to me.
I could see how maybe if there was one
camp.
You don't
even need bullets. You can crush babies' skulls with butts of guns, and it was done.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see how if there was one camp, it might be difficult to process through 4,000 people killing them per day. But there were multiple death camps and multiple invasions of homes and streets and neighborhoods. And again, as we pointed out, these people weren't all carted away to the death camps. Many of them were executed on the spot. So we're talking about over a number of years as well, right? I mean, we're talking about a significant portion of time in which these people had.
The amount of government that was dedicated to this, and going back to our own thoughts and ideology and government itself. And what government is capable of doing, it's just mind-boggling. The bureaucracy they created around killing people, there was nothing more than just killing, and it's just...
And if there's something government can do, it can kill people.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it separates people, too, and that's what the first step of it was, is the separation of, you and the Jews, us and them. That's what government does, because the government loves to, whether it's the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or whatever party, Nazi Party, you pick your party. They got us, and they got them.
Right, and now they're doing it again. They are doing the us versus them thing, where it's the terrorists versus the rest of us, right? And then it's the Muslims that are the terrorists, and some people are out there calling...
Not just Muslims, anyone who speaks against the party line.
Right, even now we are considered domestic extremists here on the show.
Those who opted out against the TSA are on the list.
Those who have advocated opting out are also considered domestic extremists.
Yep.
So they're separating people again, and it's important for them to do those things so they can easily control folks. And that's, of course, we were actually talking about during the break, during the news break, about how it is that this became possible, and it's because of obedience. The people back then were told they needed to register if they were Jewish.
Right.
And... Oh, well, the government's asking me to register. I'm a Jew. Okay, I'll send in the registration form. I mean, it's the government that you're asking me to do something. I'm a good law-abiding citizen. I do what the government asks me to do. And now the government's going to tell you, now they're going to send you notice because you're a registered Jew, that you need to report to the ghetto.
Jews together.
I'm a good citizen.
At what point do they stand up for their rights? I mean, this is insane.
At what point will Americans stand up for their rights?
One by one, apparently.
Well, with the TSA, I think Americans have had it.
Oh, have they?
I think so. I think largely they, that there's a large enough movement when it comes to the TSA that they've had it.
But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about just the TSA. What matters is all around, all over the place. We just started the show out tonight.
I'll take my victories where I can get them.
But not if overall it's a loss. We just started the show out tonight talking about how in just Philadelphia alone they have a stop, question, and frisk the policy where if the cop sees you on the street and he wants to stop you and frisk you, he'll do it.
That's wrong.
And if you don't like it, he'll arrest you for disorderly conduct.
Yeah.
And if he finds something on you, you get arrested for that too. And there are over 250,000 people who were stopped in the year 2009 alone in Philadelphia. What is it? Does it matter if those 250,000 people said no to flying? No. It doesn't matter. What matters is what's happening everywhere.
Yes. It's atrocities are being committed day by day, and the Fed release of their numbers, the WikiLeaks dump, the TSA thing that's just recently happened. I mean, all of these things are going on, and the people still are reticent to stand up.
Well, they wouldn't know what to do. Even if they wanted to stand up, what would they do? Vote for a Republican or Democrat?
Well, no, voting isn't the answer.
Well, right, but they don't know what the answer is. What is the answer? We can talk about that coming up. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
We face an epidemic in this country with the onslaught of processed and packaged food options that are made available to us everywhere we look. The processed foods lack nutrients and provide only empty calories. The average American diet does not contain nearly enough heart-healthy nutrients or antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables to maintain optimal health. It's no secret that a diet that's high in fiber, low in fat, and contains a rainbow of antioxidant-rich fresh fruits and vegetables help support a healthy heart. Vegetables and fruits also contain substances found in plants that may help prevent cardiovascular disease. I have recommended an amazing product to my clients that gives them all of the needed vitamins and nutrients, plus two servings of fruits and vegetables in every tasty 8-ounce serving. The product is called Veggie Blast from Genesis Today. It provides important vitamins like 100% of the daily value of antioxidant vitamins A and C, plus B vitamins, and so many of the healthy nutrients that your body needs to maintain optimal health.
To learn more about living healthy naturally and Veggie Blast Veggie Juice, please visit GenesisToday.com. Veggie Blast is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart locations.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free. The number, 800-259-9231. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Lots of features are there for you. You can enjoy them on us, and those features include the mobile site. You've got a smartphone, you can visit m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our streams, as well as the podcast, m.freetalklive.com. So joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
We're talking about, and we're going to get right into your calls here in a moment, but real quick, I want to give you a solution, because we're talking about the frustration of that we deal with looking at the American people. And, of course, this applies to a lot of people around the world as well, but we're obviously really familiar with what's going on here. The American people and how obedient they are. And we've seen over history...
Just go along to get along, whatever the politicians say.
It's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing. And that's what happened with the Jews in Germany. I mean, they registered, they turned themselves into the ghettos, and then they walked on the cars and were taken to their doom. Or walked under the train cars.
I don't think we're looking for... we're looking at mass extermination of American citizens by the government here.
Not right now, Mark, but...
I just don't think that's...
I mean, I think it's unlikely, too, in the sense of the death camps, certainly, but...
What they're going to do is they're going to enslave you. They're going to continue to enslave the American citizen. Because currently, the average person pays, 40 to 60% of their income in taxes. Whether it's state, federal, local, property, gas tax, cell phone tax, all those other taxes. Why in the world would you kill the cow that's giving you milk? You're not looking to kill them. You're looking to get more milk out of them. So that's what the politicians are going to do. They're going to continue to tighten the noose
around
your
neck. Well, what milk is left? I mean, seriously, the establishment, the bankers...
Do you still have a flat-screen TV?
No, I don't actually own a
TV.
Well,
somebody does.
Well, here's my point, Mark. It's that you have all these people that are on the government dole. They're living their lives based on the money and welfare given to them by the state, okay? The state, which is going to go bankrupt. And so one day, all that money, that sustenance that they get, is not going to come anymore, okay? Now, what are they going to do? I mean, as a large populace, especially in the urban areas, the densely populated areas, those people there have been lulled into a false sense of security by the government paychecks. They moved in and densed up their population. They don't have gardens or any sort of means of getting food. And all of a sudden, bam, you got no check coming in. I think there's going to be a lot of people starving, a lot of chaos, and fighting for whatever food is available.
I'm not going to jump to the conclusion and presume that the American government would never do anything as horrible as the Nazis. I'm not going to jump to that conclusion.
I think it destroys your credibility when you do that. By choosing not to jump to that conclusion.
Why? It's just me not predicting the future. I think it's silly to make a claim as to what some government's going to do. You never know what the excuse is going to be.
It harms your credibility. What, I guess is what I'm
saying. Do you think it's unbelievable that they could put people in some sort of camps in the future?
I think that they have put people in camps. When you look at the
Katrina situation. I'm not saying they're necessarily going to exterminate people, Mark, but I'm not going to say I'm going to write that off, that it's impossible that the government could do that. Governments have done those things in the past, and I think it's ignorant to say, well, our government's so good and so wise, they would never do something like that. Sure, they put the Japanese folks in camps, but they didn't exterminate them.
I didn't claim that they're good or wise, Ian. I claim that they have a goal, and that goal is the killing people is counterproductive. Killing the citizens is counterproductive to that goal.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from on that, Mark, but what if it comes to the point where JJ's talking about, where the government is, running out of cash, can't sustain the welfare state anymore, then maybe they'll have to tell the welfare recipients, well, if you want to continue being taken care of, you got to move into these camps.
Don't they do that now with public housing projects?
Well, it's called prison. I mean,
that too.
I mean, there's a lot of camps already. They're called prisons, and people are being killed in there all the time. It's not like it's going to be...
I didn't see too many people killed.
Well, okay.
What if it's just the older people?
It's not by the government necessarily, but by each other.
No, I didn't see very many.
Well, it is not too hard to believe, Mark. If you look at what they do with countries like in Canada and other places where they have the government health care, we've seen story after story where the elderly folks do not get the same level of care that younger people do because they aren't paying into the system anymore. They're done paying into the system.
I think
and
that's
now they're just
true.
Sucking
when
off of the system.
But do you understand now that you're digging a little deeper, you're pointing out how government health care can be used to sort of create a eugenics project against older people, that to some extent that you're getting to reality, whereas the government's gonna kill us all.
I didn't say that.
Well, that by not saying that, that's what you're saying.
Why should I iron that one out? Why should I leave that one off the table? Governments kill people. Why is it impossible for you to believe that this government could not do the same thing?
It's not impossible for me to believe, Ian.
Well, then it's not off the table, then, is it?
I believe it to be counterproductive to their goals.
Well, yeah, but their goals are going to change based on the situation. Our current situation is one of plenty, okay? One of plenty. Everyone has money. There's no chaos. The streets are all lawful for the most part. But when things change, look, I'm with Ian. I'm not going to take that off the table. I think it's highly unlikely. I think it would be more selective. I think it would be very more precision-orientated.
As long as he says the terms highly unlikely before he says it, I have no problem.
Maybe they'll only start killing the criminals. You know? Maybe the
enemy combatants. I mean, look, it's that simple, Mark.
They are killing the criminals.
Right. You're a criminal.
But, I mean, more common criminals, Mark, like not just the murderers and those folks. Maybe they'll start offing the other criminals for some reason. I don't know what their reasons would be. It's just that I know that governments kill people, and to suggest that the American government would never do the same things as the as other governments that have killed people around the world is ludicrous. So 800-259-9231. The solution, of course, is for people to not go along with whatever it is that comes forth.
Right.
And it's great seeing the TSA, the TSA protests that are going on. In fact, I guess there's another one scheduled, I hear, for December 23rd, which is another supposedly busy travel day. So that's great to see, because it is encouraging people to at least think about saying no to some extent to what the government is doing. And if more people were to say no, like if the Jews were to have said no to registration and said no to turning themselves into the city, the urban areas.
One by one, they might have just been killed.
Maybe, Mark. I don't know.
Possible. The problem with a government like a Nazi Germany is that the other governments work in collusion with them. The United States government, when it kicked out that boatload of Jews that tried to come over here to escape in, 1937 or something like that, they turned them around because they didn't have immigration papers. They essentially...
The Voyage of the Damned.
Yeah, the Voyage of the Damned. They tacitly colluded with the Nazis execute those people. I believe, to a man, they were all killed. Maybe a few of them survived.
The largest percentage of them killed them.
So the United States government killed those people.
Sure, Mark. To say that they might track you down if you disobey and kill you anyway is a true statement. They might. But if everybody disobeys, or if a good percentage of people disobeys, it makes it a lot more difficult for them, rather than just going along with whatever it is they demand. That's the solution here.
I'm not saying you shouldn't go along, but there are times when it's easier to go along than others.
I am saying you should not go along.
I think if you're given the choice between indignity or inconvenience, choose the inconvenience. And as a perfect example would be the TSA. You can be groped, and you can be scanned or groped or whatever, and that's the indignity. And the inconvenience is having to find another alternate route to get there by bus or car. This comes up in a lot of different ways. Like if someone stops and wants to search you, and you say no, and you keep saying no until they are forced to arrest you, and you suffer the inconvenience of going to jail, but you did not lose your dignity.
Yeah, and you get together with other people that are willing to say no. That's the other key, is concentration of refusal, and that's where the Free State Project comes into play, at least part of the Free State Project. You can go to freestateproject.org. There's also a political component as well, which is having a lot of success, and it's liberty-minded people getting together here in New Hampshire. Go to freestateproject.org. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans, and the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got our bulletin board system there. You can get interactive with the other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Totasac. One trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home, whether it's even out of the grocery store into your vehicle, whatever. It's now available as fundraisers for small and independent resellers of general merchandise. It's a retail grocery bag carrier that handles more than you can, a lot more. You can visit totasac.us, that's TOTASAK.US, and go through and buy a family pack today. It's totasac.us.
By the way, quick update before we get back to the phones here and the fun. We got an email from Mark in Tokyo. We discussed, I think it was last week on the show, how the Japan Post was refusing to accept packages over a pound in weight that were being shipped to the United States because of the U.S. putting some restrictions on what could be shipped in via air mail. Apparently, those have been rescinded.
Yeah.
Now, that's according to a post in Japanese that we couldn't read to verify, but Mark says it's true.
So. And as I understand it, the whole mail thing might have just been Japan anyway. So it's very strange stuff.
Yeah.
I was talking to the leader of the Free State Project happens to be the president.
The president. He's nobody's leader.
President of the Free State Project.
Nice man.
guys are making all kinds of emotions here. happens to be a airline pilot that does commercial shipping.
Right,
stuff like that. And he says that basically, yeah, that was just, I guess, Japan more or less isn't happening. There's all kinds of things going on, but they have not limited the shipping of packages into the United States, only packages of a pound or less.
All right, so just wanted to update you on that. Back to the phones and the fun. Tommy's in Scotland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tommy. Tommy? Tommy.
Okay, you didn't hear me, my man.
Hey, hello. Tommy.
How's it going?
Hey. How you doing, brother? How you doing, man?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Just super. Classic. I'll talk very slowly, and there's subtitles at the bottom of the screen if you don't understand me.
Awesome.
Can you hear me okay?
We got gotcha. You. Go ahead.
Yes. It's been a long time since I spoke to you guys. Glasgow just now, where I'm sitting at 2:30 now on Tuesday morning, is full of snow. And it's very bleak. It looks like the end of the world has hit Britain. Because Glasgow lies in the same latitude as Russia, as Moscow in Russia. But because of a little thing called the Gulf Stream, Glasgow gets very, very moderate weather. However, due to some effects that the capitalist system has played on the aforementioned Gulf Stream, we used to get mild winters, very mild winters, you know, not much snow, just a little bit. But last winter, we were plunged into a winter you've never seen before. Three, 4 feet of snow lay in the ground for about 2 months. And this winter has started now, where we are just at the last week of November. We have never seen snow like this in our lives here. I'm 38, and people who I have spoke to, 60, 70, 80, have said they have never seen a winter like last winter. And what has happened is, I believe, and no one is mentioning it anywhere, and maybe you guys can check it out for another time, but it's called the Gulf Stream. And this Gulf Stream, what it had the effect on Britain was sending milder tropical kind of weathers to hit the northeasterly Siberian winds of chill that are currently affecting Scotland just now. And this is the problems that has happened, because there is no Gulf Stream coming across, and you would have to look at the effects of the capitalist system over years and years of damage and exploitation of the natural resources, the poisoning of the planet, that were damaging it to such an alarming rate. And you said there earlier on...
Well, I think it bears mentioning here, Tommy, that the system is definitely a corporatist system in which the governments work together with the corporations and they destroy things in tandem. I think it's important to point out that the governments of the world are typically the largest polluters. At least here in the U.S., that's a true statement. I would imagine it's true in other places. But here in the United States, it's the U.S. federal government that is the largest polluter and destroyer or contributor to the destruction of natural resources, more so than any of the top four, I believe, corporate polluters put together. And that's according to Dr. Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, where she's got citations for that.
Tommy, do you have any ideas what would cause this this current to be affected?
Well, that's what I'm looking for answers from, because, you know, we have to look seriously as what damage we are doing to the earth, to the environment, to the planet. That at some point, there is a tipping point, and we're going to cross it without even knowing it, because as human beings, we're too thick to realise that at some point, we're going to either wipe out a species or damage the ecosystem to such a degree that it's going to be curtain times for half the planet almost instantly. Or, you know, whatever we're doing to the planet is damaging, it's unsustainable. And, you know, for a simple thing like the Gulf Stream to be thrown out of kilter and to causing the extremes of weather on this side of the Atlantic.
What is the allegation that has caused the Gulf Stream to be thrown out of kilter? I mean, that's a pretty powerful force, a natural occurring phenomenon you're talking about.
Very powerful.
I mean, a little bit of garbage dumping? I mean, what is it that you're getting at?
You think...
What I'm saying is that the pollution and the damage to the environment on a multi-scale level, and just so many aspects that, you know, to split hairs about being government or companies or multinationals, the damage has been done all around us. You know, the amount of waste and the extraction from the planet for what? For a miserly dollar or pound profit, when what we're doing to the planet and the actual damage through destruction of, you know, all the resources, the depletion, the poisoning of the food chain. So there's a price to be paid, and if we're not careful, we're going to be paying that price right on about now.
Well,
Well, there ain't no recovery time.
Can somebody correct me on this one? I could have sworn I've read that pollution is lower than it's ever been. Like,
well, certainly with
waterways.
Industrialized nations. I don't know when you're talking about places like China and emerging.
Yeah, here in the U.S.
Emerging,
what I've done now, chaps, is all the pollutants of the major hazardous industries, all the countries that have been bankrupt by the World Bank and IMF have been forced to take on these major pollutants. So you go to Mexico, where that mad disease, which supposedly came out about a year or so ago, is because of the respiratory problems and people there are through the roof because all the terrible plant damage and all the plants that provide all these toxicants that used to be in the United States of America, they've pushed it south to Mexico. So now you get birth defects and you get problems with people who die with just a common cold in places like Mexico City because of the pollution and the toxicants. So in Glasgow about 70, 80 years ago, you couldn't see in front of your eyes because of the smog and the grime from the heavy factories. But now what we've done through the wonderful effects of World Bank and IMF and globalization, we can force countries to take our filthy industries, and then they have to pay the burden for people dying in the streets from respiratory problems.
So you're saying that maybe the industrialized countries are cleaner because a lot of the manufacturing has gone to less, more third world countries?
Out of sight.
Right.
Out of sight, out of mind. But sadly, the environment is still suffering, whether it's in Mexico or Africa. If it's not happening in Europe, it's still happening.
Tommy, thanks for the call. I appreciate the concerns tonight, and I think that if what he's saying is true, and I have no reason to disbelieve him, if what he's saying is true, then it's the governments, you know, that are allowing these things to occur. And as always, the corporations lobby the governments for exemptions,
yes,
and
permits,
for more new rules, yeah, that actually allow them to continue doing what they're doing but prevent new people from coming into the business,
right,
and maybe innovating new ways to do the same thing.
I think
things.
The IMF is deeply involved.
We'll come back with more. I want to give you the Totesac right now. You get a two-pack of the Totesac. Call in at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. More Free Talk Live coming up in moments.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program, you can help support Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever considered taking a case to court and you didn't want to spend the money that it takes to get an attorney, Jurisdictionary might be the solution for you. It is a course on how to use the United States judicial system. This is the stuff they didn't teach you in school. This is such an important part of our lives, and most people just bow to the whims of the government because they're scared to death of the court system. Well, it works. Jurisdictionary works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. It'll teach you how to do motions, move the court, get evidence, all that stuff. It's jurisdictionary.com. I've got the course, and it's a great one. When you do go buy it, make sure you use the pull-down menu and mention Free Talk Live.
All right, 800-259-9231. For those that want to know more about the Liberty position when it comes to the environment, and it's such an important issue for a lot of people out there.
I think anybody who lives on the planet, it's an important issue.
I highly recommend Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World. She addresses some of the really tough issues like pollution, as well as extermination of animals and other issues that people need to know about. They have good questions about, well, how can we handle these issues without the government? Everybody has been trained to turn to the government. Mm-hmm. We've got a problem. We need to solve it with the government. The corporations are being bad. The government will solve this. Of course, it ignores the fact that corporations are created by the government for the purposes of insulating people in business from responsibility for their actions. Limited liability. Sound familiar to anybody? LLC, limited liability company or corporation, I think is what that stands for.
And plus the fact that, pretty much everybody knows that the corporations are the power, are the money. And
when it comes to government?
The government is the power. When in human history has money ever been separated from power? Do you really think you're going to use power to separate money from power? That just doesn't make much sense.
Yeah. So that's what I would recommend. Dr. Mary Roy's Healing Our World End.
you know what? You can read it for free. You can actually either read it or you can hear it, because there's an audiobook as well. It's all free over at book.freekeen.com. That's book.freekeen.com. And the best thing about her book, besides the fact that it's easy to read and follow and understand, is that it's all cited. There are a bunch of pages in the back of that book. There's just a citation after citation, footnotes all over the place to give you the information you need to do the further digging, if that's what you would like to do, to learn more. And, of course, Dr. Ruart recommends private property as a solution to environmental problems, because what she's found is that a lot of the researchers have looked into this, have found that a lot of the times when you have some sort of really terrible environmental destruction, like, say, a clear cutting of a forest or the polluting of a stream, or something like that, you usually end up finding out that the companies that are doing those things are actually leasing the land from governments, that they're not actually doing that on their own property that the company owns. They're actually going in, they're leasing the land for a short period of time from the government, going in, stripping it of its natural resources, and then leaving it barren, and that's
right.
It.
There's no point in a person destroying his property and getting no more use out of it. You know, they wouldn't do that. That's an investment. If they owned it, if they actually cared about it, like they put their money into it, they wouldn't just destroy it and
Absolutely.
Lose all future value.
So what if people, say, for instance, could somehow own the oceans? How the marketplace would end up deciding that, I don't know, but it should happen, because that's the best way to protect an environment like that as well. So you've got the Nature Conservancy, which is a group that actually buys up forest land and buys up natural property and keeps it in pristine condition so that, you know, the birds and the animals can have a place to live that's untouched by humans. They do that. They exist today. So you'd have more options like that rather than these government bureaucrats that just don't care, the government land managers that, you know, They just don't have the incentives to give as much of a damn about a piece of property as the private ownership.
Right, or the consumer can also have a say in this as well. If they don't buy the product, if a company, like let's use the BP, for example, you know, with the spill that happened in the Gulf, if people stop buying BP products and whatever, they could definitely make their voice known, but the inconvenience of stopping that wasn't worth it, apparently.
Well, of course, in the absence of government regulations on energy and oil and all of that, then they might not have even been drilling in the Gulf in the first place.
Right, which I don't think they should do.
Let's continue with your thoughts. Peter is in New York, in Ithaca, listening to WNYY.
Hello,
Hello Peter.
Hello. I wondered if you had noticed or noted the death of Chalmers Johnson. I'm not, he was a political science professor at the, I think it was the University of California, Berkeley. He was retired. He wrote a number of books about our foreign policy, mainly critical of what he called empire.
Oh, Blowback. Yeah, he wrote Blowback,
yeah.
Which I've not read, but I've heard many good things about.
Yes, good book.
Talking about how when the U.S. military is going around the world killing people, we shouldn't be surprised when people get angry about that and want to do something to retaliate.
There was in 2000, he also in 2004, he wrote Sorrows of Empire, in 2006, Nemesis, and then this year, Dismantling the Empire. He's a wonderful lecturer, very brilliant fellow, really worth reading. I mean, I thought maybe worth a retrospective. I think any of your listeners who have a chance to listen to Chalmers Johnson would find a great deal of wisdom and a great deal to agree with.
Yeah, I saw a YouTube video featuring him, and I thought it was great.
Yeah, he should also be. Bill Moyers, I think, recently had him on his show. Should be available on, you know, YouTube or elsewhere.
You know, if you like Chalmers Johnson, you might also like Naomi Wolf, and she is going to be, as just announced, as the featured speaker, one of the keynote addresses at this year's 2011 Liberty Forum.
Oh, wow.
Coming
in
up
Nashville,
here.
New Hampshire.
Yeah, Naomi Wolf is going to be here in New Hampshire as part of the Liberty Forum, which is put on by the Free State Project every single year. So thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, he passed away in November, November 20th of this year.
Thank you. A little over a week ago, right?
Yep. Yeah. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Very much worth reading and
excellent. I'm sure our listeners will take that under advisement and appreciate the suggestion. Thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Naomi Wolf, one of those folks that has been coming around, as I understand it, to the ideas of liberty coming from the left perspective.
Yes. Yes.
And I guess, you know, speaking out against how this country is going down the road toward fascism. I remember we read an article by her about that a few years ago, and now here she is announced as the featured speaker, the keynote address for this coming Liberty Forum, which I think is pretty exciting. So maybe we'll get a chance to interview her on the show. Also, Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, is going to be one of the featured speakers, well known for taking a public stance against the war on drugs while still in office in New Mexico, and still to this day speaking out against the insanity of the war on drugs.
He wasn't so popular at the Pork Fest event, but I think he'll do much better at Liberty Forum. I think it's more his crowd.
He wasn't so popular?
I think a lot of people kind of were upset at the former governor. I think it was more the out-of-the-system type people, the agorists.
Yeah, he didn't say anything that was particularly upsetting that I recall.
No, it was just...
Anybody who would serve in office for some libertarian types is just not good enough to speak at their event, you know?
Well, anyway. There was also key phrases, too, that
yeah, you I know, think, he's a politician, right?
Of course, I mean, like, he is what he is.
Employs the power of the state as the chief executive officer. That's what he's going to be doing.
While in office, Governor Johnson vetoed 750 bills, about equal to the combined vetoes of the other 49 governors. So this guy, I mean, on the scale of politicians, is one of the better guys.
Right, in the Ron Paul era.
Yeah. Right, and I think that, I think that what he hopes to do is to, get on board with the Ron Paul revolution. Two of the things that Ron Paul had to deal with in his presidential run was some quote from back in the early 90s that ran in his magazine that was less than favorable from a racist standpoint. I didn't like it, but He didn't write it, though.
Yeah,
he didn't write it. He didn't claim to know anything about it.
People doing things for you. Let's go to Alex in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Alex.
Hey, I was just calling to ask you guys your advice. It's actually some relationship advice, if you can believe that.
Oh, I wish we had more than a minute to talk to you. Is there a possibility that you could call tomorrow at the top of the show and we could talk in detail about this?
I guess I could try to. I don't know. I might get put on hold for quite some time.
Not if you call at the top of the show. Usually if you call right at the beginning of the show, you can get right through. So I wish you the best of luck, and get us a call tomorrow. We'll look forward to talking to you about that issue.
Right,
if you want, later in the show you call, the more likely you are to sit on hold for a little while.
Yeah, absolutely. If calls are on the line, you're going to be on hold, and in the beginning of the show, typically, everybody's on hold. So there you go. By the way, the Liberty Forum coming up February 24th through the 27th. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more about that. We'll be there and look forward to seeing you there. See you tomorrow night, freetalkline.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.